Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. This will be fun.
Are we talking to a badass? Listen to this music.
That is, yeah, Danny Trejo.
B&B show.
Hey. Danny, how are you?
Bob and Brian. We're on the Bob and Brian, a.k.a. B&B. Bad boys. What's up?
Look at you.
You are full of energy.
First off, we have to ask, where were you for the polar vortex, Danny?
That's good. Hey, that is going to be your new intro right there. B&B, the bad boy.
I like it.
So how are you? Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Los Angeles. I just got back from Atlanta, and that was a wow, great game.
Super you liked
Bowl,
it?
Super Bowl party?
Yeah, about five of them.
Wow.
Nice.
That's not bad, Danny. Were you pushing any products for anybody, or were you just down there promoting your stuff?
Well, you know, we were kind of going for, Los Angeles, Field of Love.
You went as a Rams fan.
Call it visitors and a Ram fan, you know.
Cool.
So I guess you're kind of disappointed with the outcome. I mean, 3 points, Danny, not what you're hoping for, I'm sure.
You know what? I got to say this. I got to say that the Rams have been in our city, back in our city, 3 years. And in 3 years, you know, they went to the Super Bowl. So we're going to, I think, the big game, I thank God they weren't blown out. You know, they actually held the toughest team in the AFC. They held them to 3 points all the way to the fourth quarter.
It was a great defensive match.
I love defense, and it was a defensive game.
It was.
You know, and what's that?
It was, and the Rams have a great defensive tradition going back to the fearsome foursome.
Fearsome foursome? Oh, yeah. My God, you were a Rams fan.
No, we're just old.
I knew about him. No. Yeah, right.
Merlin Olsen, he became Father Murphy on NBC, right. Yeah. So
hey, listen. I used to sneak into the Coliseum in 1956 and 57.
Yeah,
when they were here.
Wow.
So you're a Rams fan from way back then. How did you feel when they left town for St. Louis? What were your
well, I didn't disown them, but I just started worrying about the point spreads. You know, just okay, I don't have a team, but what the point spreads? Yeah. So.
You know, Danny, getting back to what you were saying before, but thank God you weren't blown out. You weren't embarrassed. I understand they're going to put that on a banner in the Coliseum. We weren't blown out in the Super Bowl. That'll be up all next year.
Hey, no, everybody still loves them here. God, I hate to say it, but there's a lot of Raiders jerseys being torn up, you know. Sorry, Raiders.
Yeah, those are, out of town, too. Tell us about your movie.
Granddaddy Daycare. I'm doing a movie called Granddaddy Daycare. It's funnier now.
Do you die in this one like you died in Heat? Because I loved how you died in Heat. That was great.
Hey, let me tell you something. That was one of the best dying scene of that era.
I think so, too. I loved it.
People say, wow. Yeah, but you died. I go, shut up. I got killed by Robert De Niro.
It was great. And you asked him to do it. You begged him to do it.
What more could you ask for?
You got your head put on the back of a tortoise in Breaking Bad, and then I think they blew up the head.
That was not. No, wait. You know what? Let me tell you something. See, Hollywood, when you're in Hollywood, you want to do first.
You're like, so that's a first.
Dive off a building. That is the first. No one has ever done that.
No.
That's so true.
I don't think so.
On the tortoise.
So did you get Breaking Bad, did you get to play with your head at all or look at it?
You know what? Fiddle around with it? Let me tell you something. That thing was so real. It was kind of creepy. when you're watching the monitor and you're seeing it, you're thinking,
your head.
Ew.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy.
We're talking to Danny Trejo. He's got a new movie coming out. It's called Granddaddy Daycare. Okay, now who's in it with you?
Coming out today, Reno Williams, who is, you know what? That guy's funny, man. We've got some great stars that have been around for a while, you know, and Reno Williams, Roxy, and Ortega, Garrett Morris, oh, he's funny. Margaret Avery, George Wabbit,
When I read the title, I thought, well, it's a bunch of old people who are running a daycare, but it's not. The old people are in the daycare being taken care of, correct?
Yeah. It was funny because what happens is Reno is a writer and he has writer's block and he don't know how to, you know, how to get over it. He's got to make some money. So he starts with me, who's father-in-law. He starts a daycare with me and my friends. Did he invite your friends over? And it's, we think we're just there playing cards and stuff, right? But he's actually so besides running an illegal gambling joint.
And this is available to download, right? It's a direct to video.
Right. Yeah.
So I can get it where? On iTunes? Where else is it available?
Right. I tell every avenue you got.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'll sell you one out of my
trunk
or car.
What's next for you?
Well, I'm doing a film right now called Dora the Explorer.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And that's going to be awesome. And then I'm getting ready to do another one called Social Security. And that's hilarious.
Danny. Good old
hey, I'm not giving up. I'll play all
right.
Guys.
You all are right.
You go, Danny.
Danny Trejo, one of the hardest working actors in Hollywood. Your movie is out today. It's called Granddaddy Daycare. You look for it. You can find it, like Danny said, wherever you can download stuff.
Or the trunk of a car in the valley.
Or if it's
right
Danny's
on,
car.
Let me know. Call
all right.
me.
Thanks, Danny. We appreciate the time this morning.
God bless. Love you, man.